Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lur Nishvas, Arm Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abaso, Tavkuf Chof Beis. The Gemara in Amud Aleph discusses, how was the Chalukah, the division of Eretz Yisrael? Was it done L'Shvotim, or it was done per person? In order to get to what we want to get to in this Daf, I want to start with a basic discussion of the Rishonim. They see that not many discussed it, but it's a very yisoidistic machlekes, and this will bring us to what we want to discuss in the Shomar Machshava. There's a very big machlekes we showed him in the sugya. When the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is nichlek al-shvotim, what does it mean? The Rashbam over here explains it means it was divided into 12 equal pieces. Each shevet got the same exact amount. And so the shevet that had a lot of people had the same amount of land like the shevet that had very few people. Rashi in Chumash says differently. Rashi and Chumash learns that every shevet got based on his amount, on the size of his shevet. The larger shevet got a bigger piece of land, and the smaller shevet got a smaller piece of land. The Ramban and Chumash argues on Rashi, and he says like the Rashbam by us. Many kushis and tirutzim were said in both shitas. Just going to mention two of them. On the shita of the Rashbam and the shita of the Ramban, the Gur Aryeh, there's a discussion about this Rashi, the Shita of Rashi, both in Parshas Pinchas and in Parshas Vayichi, where they speak about Ephraim and Menashe. So the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayichi brings a question. According to the Rashbam, the Gemara Leil asks, why was Yosef, Shevet Yosef, was complaining that they have a lot of people and they don't have enough land for all the people? So ask the Gemara, when based on the people that went there to Israel, why didn't they have enough of land? Everybody got the same amount. Says the Maharal, according to the Rashbam, what do you mean? But every Shevet got the same piece of land. Doesn't matter if there's a lot of people, a little bit of people. So this question was already asked before, and the Rashbam said the Gemara did not know yet this Chalukah L'Shvotim, which is a big doichak. According to Rashi, it's very gishmak. Because if you go based on, every Shevet got based on the amount of people they had. So if you go based on Boy Aritz, there was no problem in Shevet Yosef. The Gemara is asking a good question Leil. But the Maharal asks a bombe kasha on Rashi, and therefore he argues with Rashi, agrees with the Ramban, agrees with the Rashbam by us. Because our Gemara tells us that in the time of Mashiach, there will be 13 chalokim. And one chalik will go to the Mashiach. Will it be the size of the chalik of Mashiach? If it will be the size of one person, so what's the big chiddush? So the Poshim Shad is, it means it will be divided to 13 equal pieces, and one piece will go to Melech HaMashiach. And he's going to get the same chalik like any other shevet. So if the 13 chalokim of Sidlov is chalokim shavim, also the 12 chalokim here are equal portions, and that's a rav the Maharal against Rashi. Now that we introduce these two shitas, let's dwell into where we want to get to. The Gemara tells us that Eretz Yisrael is chalko with a goyrol and urim v'tumim. You have both the goyrol and the urim v'tumim. The Rishbam gives us a little bit of explanation. Why is that so? So nobody should complain if they could do only a goyrol, only a raffle. So then one will say, well, who said the raffle is right? So therefore, the Urim V'Tumim said, you should know that right now Naphtali is coming out, and Chelik of Naphtali is going to be this in this place. So everybody saw that Goyul was saying the truth. Asks the Kois Yeshuos, is brought down the part of the Yosef and Parash Vayichi, that according to Rashi, it's not understood. But according to Rashi, what was the Goyul? The Goyul was that the small Shevet got the smaller part of land, and the larger Shevet got a larger part of land. That's the biggest Hoychacha, the biggest proof that the goyel was done on Pi Hashem. Because exactly how did it happen? The big goyel, the big shevet got a bigger land, and the small shevet got a small land. The fact that exactly it worked out well, that shows clearly that it was done on Pi Hashem. Why you need to have Urim V'Tumim as well? V'nir Eliashiv, that the fact that you need Urim V'Tumim and the goyel is deeper than just the simple understanding that people should not complain about the goyel. Well, add to that, the Yerushalmi points out that there are three things needed for Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. The Goyrol, or in Vetumim, and Ksofim, and money, as Ar Gemara says, that then they paid each other the Shvatim. Why do you need to have all three? V'nir Lermakach, let's start with the fact that we see the Osid Lovoi, it will be a Chaluk itself to 12, will be 13. Why? So the Ben Yoyoda gives a little bit of a direction, and he explains in short, in this world, we have 12. 12 is the chaluk of this world in the way things appear in our eyes. The 13 is Echod, is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world, we don't see the 13th Chelek. Only Lasid Lavoi will be Mizgale. We can add to that. Lasid Lavoi, the Chalukah will be Al Pi Hashem. Hashem will do the Chalukah directly. What does it mean? In this world, we don't have a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of our eyes. You need to come and extract the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lasid Lavoi, it will be right in front of our eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one, the 13th Chelek will be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the one doing the Chalukah. So have Shalema like this, and this is coming comes out from the Zohar and Parshat Vayelech. The Zohar tells us that Pi Hashem, that we said that the Goy will had a Pi Hashem, that was Loshen Eidus, meaning as if the Goy had to speak. So when we learn about Pi Divrei Rabbi Sein, we mentioned earlier, Goy will is something very, very high. Goy will brings about the Gilui Rotzon Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if I don't need any Navi, I don't even need any interpretation. I'm bringing out the Ratzon HaElyon. The Ratzon HaElyon is something very, very hidden in this world. It needs to be come down, be Mizgale down here. We know that the world is divided to Machshava Dibur Maise. Machshava is the hidden Machshava. We don't see Machshava in the world. It's Mizgale through the Dibur. Dibur is a connector of the Machshava and Maise. And then you have the Olam HaMaise. Ef Shaloymar. That in this world, it's not enough to have a machshava, a goyrel only. I need to come lamaisa. Says the Yerushalmi have three pieces. You have the goyrel, which is the gilui rotzel elyon. You have the urim v'tumim, that's the gilui that speaks out. It's the edus, as Chazal and Tzev HaZohar say. And then there's ksofim, which is the maisa. You have to have machshava, dibur maisa. Lasid love, I don't need all that. All the giluim apnimim come out on the surface. We'll be up here, Hashem. Hashem will talk to us. The machshava, dibur, ma'aseh all comes together when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. But in this world, we need to have these three stages of goyrol or invetuvim and ksafim to take it out from the machshava elyoina down to the dibur, down to the ma'aseh. And this is the pshad in our whole Gemara. This world is 12 chalokim, and you have to have a goyrol and invetuvim, and you have to have ksafim. Lasid Lavoi, it's going to be Al Pi Hashem. And it's going to be 30 Chalakim. It's going to be a different Gilui. And Efshar, that's Shad, it says that Yeshua and Kalev are such a high Madrego, they're Mischalak even in this world Al Pi Hashem. V'yesh oyd leharchi bedover zeh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.